as lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
I'm speaking to you about faith for supernatural supply. Celebrate. Faith for supernatural supply.
Ayese ubenye gidi a ebetimi aboawo ama nyankopon ehunhum wagina pi.
Throughout the month of May, we have been looking at how God will supply our needs, how God provides for our needs, and we have looked at several things that makes that a reality, that makes that possible. And today I'm just going to focus on faith leading to supply.
Na eye bosumi aye si mu etwa mu ye ya hye akonwa sa bebra onyankopon efa so na odum no oboa ye e na odi eniema ye hia e wa asase we se so e ma ye ene ye baba be hye e kwa ofa so e na me jidie so na odi ye
ma ye. So I pray that in this new month may God continue to supply all your needs.
Itimi pai bo ene se sa bosumi aye wura mu so e urade nkoso a na de ohia nyawo.
That as you engage all the principles I've taught you, may God also release his supplies into your life.
Iti se wo koso a na niema ma
So for the last time, our key scripture, Philippians 4 verse 19, we are going to read it for the last time. Make sure by this time you should have registered in your spirit, because every Sunday we read it. And so we are reading it for the last time. One, go, and my God, I want to read with you, one, go, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, where you see your put mine, okay? Personalize it. You are saying it for yourself, as if you are speaking to yourself. Can we try that? One, go. Say with all faith in your heart, one, go. And my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Again, one, go. And my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you want to focus, you want to look at someone seated by you, point to the person, and then prophesy and use the year. Prophesy. One, go. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, snap your finger and celebrate the Lord. So we have explained that supernatural supply is making, or is God making, all his resources available to meet the needs of mankind in a supernatural way.
Na yaka se onyankopon yesua se onyankopon edi eniema yehia ye na odi ma ye nyina ewo no onyankopon de tumi ene na ho ode.
And we have established that it is a possibility and a reality in the kingdom of God.
Na yama yati ase se emfa ho ene de eda wakoma so eyade a onyankopon ebetimi ayama wo.
And we can have an unlimited access into that dimension if we have faith in God.
Na sa ade a yeka ho asemu eyade a
please tap the one by you and tell him God can supply that particular need in your life.
But your teacher catch and say, "Adie na wuhiano nyankopon ebetimi e di amount."
You may not know what that need represents, but just professor, it makes sense to the person. He knows what he's looking for. Tell him God is able to do what you are looking for.
Ebi ana wunim na so nipan de onde onim catch and say, "Onyankopon betimi aye de
open obet na ya amount." So in Mark chapter 9 verse 23, Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." If you can believe, All things are possible to him who believes.
Now I say, se ujidin kwa dia, adia biara uhiye biyane, betimi esiye edia mao, betimi aye honum edia mao.
So we enter into the realm of possibility by our faith.
Enu nti bibi biara ye pesi ye biye, betimi aye ho amaye no.
So we can enter into the realm of supernatural supply and provision of God by our faith in God. What is faith? What is faith? Faith is simply putting your absolute confidence in the integrity and faithfulness of God. Putting your confidence in him that God cannot fail me. That God is too truthful to disappoint me. Putting your confidence in his integrity and in his faithfulness. In Numbers 23 verse 19, Bible said that God is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said it and will he not do it? Has he spoken and will he not bring it to pass? So announce to the one by you, God is not a man like you. So tell him God cannot lie. Whatever he has said about you will come true for you. Whatever he has promised you is a possibility. So putting your trust in him in that way is what we call faith. So faith is also taking steps based on what you know about God and his promises for your life. Taking steps based on what you know about God and about his promises for your life. That means acting on God's word or acting on what God has said, because you know who he is, that he is God, he cannot lie, and you know what he's capable of. So you start taking certain steps, you start doing certain things because you know who God is and you know what is capable of doing.
Can I hear your
amen?
Amen.
The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:27 that faithful is he who has called us, he also will do it. So believing that no matter how difficult things have become in this country and in this life, God is still God and he will supply your needs according to his promise. That is what we call faith. And this has power to open you up to supernatural supply. If we are going to receive God's supply on daily basis, then we must believe him on daily basis. If we will be getting our daily needs met, if we'll be getting our daily supplies, then we must make sure we are believing him each day. That is why Habakkuk 2:4, in a summary, he says, but the just shall live by faith. He that is a child of God, you will be living each day of your life by faith.
And so we are now coming back to God. Not just a Danny Danny now, a Brabo Ubo Danny Danny now. We are now coming with GDA and our day.
So let's take a quick look at some examples of faith provoking supernatural supply, or examples of supernatural supply by faith.
na ye baba ba hwe enema eye eye anwanwade a etimi esisi enam ye jidia ye wo e wo nyankopon muti.
We are looking at faith for supernatural supply. That means that how certain people received their portion from God, their needs met because of their faith in God.
Na sani enkrofo bi etimi enya wo nyankopon enima dom na enema omuhia omunsa etimi akaye e wo amanwa kwan so no ye no na ye baba.
Whatever your heart is looking for in this month of June, it is supplied.
Amen.
I said my God supplies it for you.
Amen.
I said the God of this house releases it for you.
Amen.
And it is for those who believe in what we are doing here.
Amen.
It is for those who believe that there is God in this house.
It is for those
who believe that God is here.
It is for
those who believe that there is God in rescue. They are the people that keep getting testimonies in this house. And I pray that in this month of June, your own testimony will be shared. I said your own testimony will be shared. Whatever you are looking for, whether healing, whether breakthrough, whether favor, whether opportunities,
I declare
it is released now. Celebrate the Lord with a snap of your finger. And so number one example of people who had faith or faith for supply is the widow of Zarephath. Now this widow of Zarephath, she believed God for her supply.
Eye okunani ana owo Zarephath ono any onipa de edi nkan aye ka no ho asem efa jidi ana owo onyankopon mu.
In 1 Kings 17 verse 13 to 16 we see her story. 1 Kings 17 13 to 16. Now this is the widow who found herself in the midst of famine, and for 3.5 years God supplied her needs, both she and her entire family, because of the faith that she had in God.
Na we e okunani a ebra na ekom aba onu kwa emfie miensa onyankopon ekoso anamwad kwan so e ma bibibiara ohia onisa kan enam ne jidia na owonti.
1 Kings 17 verse 13, shall we read together? We are reading to verse 16. Let's all read one go. And Elijah said unto her, fear not.
Go,
go and do as thou hast said. Let's start. And I want everyone to read from 13 to 16. One go. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for thee and for thy son. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So there was no food anywhere, and everybody was in famine. People were dying because of famine. And this widow had eaten all she had in her kitchen. It was left with just one last plate. And the servant of God visits the house and says that, give me your last meal.
First,
in other words, sacrifice your last meal. Then the woman said, oh, I don't have anything there. This one is just for me and my son to eat so that we will die after.
And to your background, for now, someone can say, oh, what's up for?
Then the servant of God said, don't be afraid. Just go and prepare your last meal for me first. Now, fear is the opposite of faith. If you have fear, it means you don't have faith. If you have faith, it means you don't have fear.
Se ehu ewo mu anache se wuni jidie ana obi ewo jidie bia nso ehu biara eni ni mu.
So Elijah said, for you to receive a miracle, don't be fearful, don't have fear. That means have faith.
And it is Elijah catch there oba ne se se wo pese amanwade bi esi ewo abra bomu dia ene ye na yi hu firi mu na nya jidie.
So do not fear, but go and prepare for me first.
And it will catch say ma ehu biara anto so wo de ko na ko no aduan ne fa.
And look at verse 14. Let's continue. One go. For thus saith the Lord, from the back, let's read, one go. For thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain. Change the version so that they will understand, okay? Change the version for them so they will understand. Let's read it again, one go. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again. So for the next 3.5 years, that oil will not get finished. And that flour will not get finished.
It was Elijah catcher and they said, what do you have me? And I said, what do you have me inside? Oh, and you won't come on.
So it sounds like a man of God telling you, or your pastor telling you, that don't worry, the last money that you have, bring it and let's use it for this, and God is going to supply your need for you.
And it sounds like we know so for catch or say, me say fabra.
But the man of God spoke it just like that. And she had a choice either to believe or not to believe. Look at verse 15. So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her family continued to eat for many days. Snap your finger. She did as Elijah had instructed.
Elijah,
that means that she believed in the message of the man of God. And she sacrificed that last meal that she had in her home. And the Bible says that she and her family, they ate for many, many days. In verse 16, and there was always enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. There was always enough flour. Tell somebody, there will always be enough in your account.
Always be enough in your account.
Oh, come on, I'm preaching with you. Tell someone, you always have enough.
You always have enough.
Tell him you will never go down again.
You will never go down again.
Tell him you will never go dry again.
You will never go dry again.
Tell him I prophesy to you.
I prophesy to you.
By the word of the Lord.
So when you are
you will continue to have enough. As you tell him, as you give to the Lord, no matter what, you will not go down.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says that, and there was always enough. I prophesy to 100 people, may there be always enough for you and your family.
Amen.
Enough money to run that business, receive it.
Amen.
Enough money to see you through school, receive it.
Amen.
Enough money to finance your dreams, receive it.
I receive it.
Enough money to expand your business, receive it.
I receive it.
Enough money to push your agenda, receive it.
I receive it.
The Bible says, and there was always enough. She gave her last, but she got enough. Whenever you give God your last, you qualify for enough.
She
had her last and she gave it to God. She gave it to the man of God. And the Bible says that as God promised, it happened. God always gave her enough. That means she was pouring the oil and the oil was not getting finished. She was fetching the flour and the flour was not getting finished. For 3.5 years till the famine was over. Celebrate the Lord God. But she could only provoke this miracle by her faith in God. Without her faith in God, she wouldn't have done that. Like the way some of you are contemplating, should I give God this or I should keep it? But I need to invest it in my business. But I need to use it to pay for school fees. But I need to use it to do this. But I want to build. But I want to do this. I want to travel. Hey, should I give this money to God? Should I give that money to do the work of God? You're already contemplating. You're already
thinking. Eh, na kakra ka me hunbi fama nyankopon na ne meduma e meda na maye ene we meduma we meda na maye meda na metuam school fees
anytime God asks you for an offering or God asks you for a sacrifice, you realize that you start thinking about all these things.
Dadia onyankopon ba eba nam na kwa so ba ka se bo afode bia wo bo so wa sha ase se wo dwendwen.
But how will I pay my rent? But how will I buy the car?
Afi na wo say na meda metuam dan ka meda
ma ka. You start thinking about a whole lot of things.
Afi na wo dwendwen ne ma bebre.
So the woman could have also thought about all those things.
It is our bay na ko betima dwendwen ne ma bebre.
But the Bible says that she chose to believe.
Na so ono de onya onyankopon mu ejidi.
She had faith in the word of God.
If he said, "Now, oh, GDA, oh,
she had faith in what Prophet Elijah was saying.
If he said, "Now, oh, GDA, oh, Elijah,
what did Prophet Elijah say? That God will make sure the flood doesn't get finished. God will make sure the oil doesn't get finished. That was all Elijah said.
Asama Elijah kan ya ni se e sama wo wo no ene enwo na wo wo no e se wo de ma onyankopon akoa enko ade a eto ntwa da asama Elijah o kan ya no no.
That's what Elijah didn't say. I enter into the fourth dimension, I see you standing. No, Elijah just said, give out the last flour and the last oil and God will make sure that you don't go dry. That's what Elijah
said. Asama ka che no ane se de wo wo no me se fa ma me na onyankopon.
And when she believed it, she had more than enough. So I speak to some people here that money that you are looking for, that opportunity you are looking for, that breakthrough you are looking for, that more than enough experience you are looking for, it is waiting for you to take a step of faith. It is just waiting for you to take one step of faith.
And you see, Adani Daniel, Adia Wugusu, I will share open and hope and the Uhia and his GDA,
and I'm on back up. And for some of you, as you are going to give your last to the Lord, as you are going to sacrifice something valuable to God for the building of the church, for the roofing of the building, I pray that may God give you more than enough.
Amen.
I said, may God connect you to a more than enough anointing.
Amen.
That whatever will leave your business, whatever you will lose in life, whatever will leave your account, I pray that the Lord will multiply it for you more than enough.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask somebody by you, do you understand the word of God?
Now
I see five lessons of faith here. I see five lessons of faith from this example. That faith believes in the personality of God. That's first. He believes in the nature of God. He believes in the personality of God. How do I know that faith believes in the personality of God? Because God, you see, Elijah said, give me the food. The woman said, hey, it is my last food, I cannot give it to you. Then Elijah said, thou says the Lord.
Now Abraham, Elijah
the flour will never get food. And immediately she gave. That means that this woman believes in the personality who God is. So at the mention of the name of God, she cooperated.
Ebra Elijah ebusa no no say onfa de owo krama no ka say de minso me wani o. And Ebra Elijah ka say Awurade asem enie no. Eho ana maame ne ka say oh say Awurade asem de a enie eho no ma na odi.
So the lesson of faith there is that faith always believes in the personality of God.
Let us say gidie ayade obi owo gidie bia agi onyankopon etum say ono ene de ono no.
He knows who God is.
Let us say obi a oyi onim say ni onyankopon o sitie.
Do you know who God is?
Hebrews
11 verse 6 says that those who come to the Lord, who seek the Lord, they must come believing that he is and is a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. That means that for you to transact business with God, the first thing you must have is faith in his personality, faith in who he is. If you believe in God, there's nothing you cannot give him. There's nothing you cannot do for him. There's nothing you cannot obey him. If you know who God is,
say we nim send your nyankopon esitie na say we ji your nyankopon dia bibi bia ni wa o abra boma wunti min fam o nyankopon.
Ask the one seated by you, do you know who God is?
We said your tone church say we nim o nyankopon.
Come on, ask her. Say, do you know who God is?
We nim say o nyankopon ka no asem nim no dia.
Do you really know who God is? If you really know who God is, some of the excuses you give and some of the things that you say, you stop. If you really know who God is,
na just say niamana eto da bia wo de wa no keka any ever be out of show, wenty, say where you wait, yeah, wait in a meeting.
It's like you don't know who God is.
Not just a wood name, the only uncle Pono. Oh, yeah,
if you know who God is, it will affect how you treat him. Amen.
If it's a so name, send your uncle Pono, a city, you know, and a bed more who acquire over for so on the banant here.
Like, for example, when you are going to meet the president, you go on time. When you are going to catch a plane, you go on time. When you are going to meet one rich man in your family, you go on. If they give you 7, you'll be there by 6.
True or
not true? The reason is because you know who the person is and you don't want to mess up.
Would this are a brand also if you say wouldn't say any pan when two person be a BBA ever say the own any pan or ever?
But look at how you treat God. What time do you come to church?
And so why would you say a bra would the bar? Sorry.
What how do you treat God?
Why she send you a wound and
do you really have regard for God?
It's one casa who will be at the money.
Do you really have respect for God?
You will know be at the money, dear.
I'm the one by you. Do you respect God at all?
We said, the one child said, who will be at the money?
Is that how you treat people in your like big people in your house? Is that how you treat people in your life? God has an appointment with you at 9 and you still come late.
Wow.
And that is the behavior of people who come to God but they don't know God. You don't know God. It's just church association. You are just part of a church association. You don't know God.
But
if you know God, he cannot give you time 9 and then you come when you want.
If he say wouldn't when you come and call now one castle
there. Lift up your and say, have mercy, Lord. Say, help me, Lord. So let's change our attitude towards God, towards worship. Let's change our attitude. The same place you stay, the same car you use, the same situation around you, the same children, everything is the same condition. But I tell you that if it is something else, you will get there by 6.
Na sa niema wudi yuwanu yina a ewo hono ma e ma wo ma asore ntem sa niema kro na
ya die
bi ehia wa
you are from the same house, you are from the same family, you are the same children, you are using the either using car or no car, the same
car
na unika. Let one big man you know can help you tell you that meet me 5:30 at circle, you'll be there. You will be there by 4. You'll be there at 4. So that and your excuse will be that so that there will not be traffic. You help yourself. You say that I normally get traffic on the Kasua Road, so let me leave like 4. So that it's better I get there and wait than
it will because I want to have traffic at what you mean to move my quantum. Now I'm going to train now. Miss Mohammed's winter my traffic at Chemin
because you know who you are going to meet.
If you say wouldn't you need pana walk a question
because you know the ability and the capability of the person you are going to meet.
If you say wouldn't you need pan what you mean a year,
but the sad thing is that when it's Sunday, it's time for church, you come the time you want. And you come at the time you want because you don't know God. It's not because of where you stay. It's a lie. It's not because of the children. It's a lie. It's not because you don't have a car. It's a lie. It's not because you have a car, it's a lie. It's not because of the traffic, it's a lie.
Traffic,
it is because you don't know God and you don't respect him.
If he said
because in that same house, that same issue, that same condition, the moment you receive an appointment or an invitation or somebody say come for something, you will be there. I know people who leave for work 4:00 amongst us. Like some of you go to work 4:00 in the morning. But they can't make it to church 9:00.
It's impossible.
It's impossible, but they live four.
And so, what do you mean? Nine.
Some even live at three.
Obi kura de bi an no mi ensa ahomache no asore a woko.
And a lot of you, why you late? Kwata 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 kwata. Why you late? Kranu by 6 7 there you are out of your house.
And e mududu na na dwuma
ye no. True.
Ayere so anon so de na ye free free, na ye kofi, ye kwa dwuma.
But what time do you leave home for church?
Na so e brebei na wo free efie e ba asore.
What time do you get to church?
E brebei na obedru asore.
Do you meet us before we start? By the time you will come, God has already come. He has already started the service. God is already here. Then you walk in majestically. When Otufo or the Gamanche, when the highest chief or the paramount chief enters, no other chief comes.
So, ahin fubo e bo bedwa na se ohin kese no ba betena se a obi ama betena se bi o
no other chief comes
ohin fufuro bi antimi ma obi antimi ma betena
se Otufo must not arrive before you except chief arrives that day they will ye be you unto me free we be you nasi that Otufo has come, you are now coming, and I also see a bomb bibiri 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 now see yesi Otufo has come. As you are throwing your hand, they will catch it in the hell like that. It's called respect. Say respect.
Your friend is saying obuo.
You see, children of God, 21st century children of God, let's respect God. Why? Let's respect God. Let's be like those days. The Pentecostals. Our mothers, our fathers. Let's be like that. Let's stop becoming wild fruit, wild grape. It's like we have become strange in God. We have become strange. We claim we are serving God, but we are too different. We are so corrupt.
Yeah, the bia e dia ye kan e wa ya no fa fa. See yesu mo nyankopon. Nanso entisa akra.
This is how they were serving God. Like you come and meet Christianity.
Say no. Say enana ye maame ne ye papa no ma twa mesu mo nyankopon a enka nyame som ye mama meto.
He that comes to God, Hebrews 11:6, knows who he is and that he's a rewarder. So the second lesson is that faith believes in the ability of God. Faith believes in the ability. So faith believes in the personality. The woman knew God, and again, the woman knew what God can do. So when Elijah said, "Thou sayest the Lord God, the flour will not get finished," the woman remembered that this is the God who did A, this is the God who did B, this is the God who opened the Red Sea. Nah, let me give my last God. As for that God, he can do it.
Now the sun tossed through me, and they said, Obanu enya ni gidi ana owo no owo enim di onyankopon otimi eye.
So everybody say faith believes in the ability of God.
Gidi onyankopon edi ewodi otimi
eye. Come on, lift up your voice. Say faith believes in the ability of God.
Faith believes in the ability of God.
That is also from Hebrews 11:6, and that's what this woman demonstrated. The moment Elijah told her, "Thou says the Lord," she brought it.
Na ebra Elijah can say. Say eno onyankopon e ka no e hono ma e no de
as the one by, do you believe in God's ability?
Busa de oto won chen no say
how come you are doubting that when you give him your last he cannot feed you through the month?
Eti adenti e na wo dwe say say won bi onyankopon etimi ye de a aden na ye wo say de wo kra wo kra 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 na ebi ni won wo de mana won timi hwe wo.
How come are you saying that hey if I give this sacrifice then I am dead. Oh, I'm dead. I cannot give this.
Say, who was I? Did you wait there? I didn't know. Okay, say, me boss out for the way there. And I'm saying,
it is for those who are saying that God cannot provide. God cannot give me.
Say, they are the people who are saying that. Say, oh, you'll be a worker. Say, when you're coming, won't mean yet.
Because if you believe that God can still help me to get a house, God can still help me to build, God can still help me to get married, God can still help me to go to school, even if I give this sacrifice for the church building. Now, that is a language of faith. It means that you know the ability of God.
And it is a witchy to say, when you come back to my boy, I'm a my baby, Biara, me, ya.
The third lesson, Faith believes in the word of God. Faith believes in the word of God.
Jide eji onyankopon asem edi.
Elijah said, thou sayest the Lord. And the woman immediately did according to the word of the Lord.
Na oba no ekoso eyedi onyankopon ahye no efri na koa no pepepe.
Verse 15. And so she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. That means the word, she believed in the prophecy, in what the man of God was saying. Do you believe in the prophecy?
Yes, and Elijah can. And if he said, na oji asama e free Elijah enum abanidi.
Do you believe in the teachings of Pastor Prince?
Eti utia se siye uji aya asama e free Pastor Prince enum eba se siye anope uji di ana.
Ask the one by you. Do you believe in his teachings? Do you believe?
Uji nen church la our church le uji di.
Do you believe? Because sometimes when I'm teaching, I don't know whether you even understand or you even believe it or not.
If you say to the be a church na ya mi ankasa mi busa mo say e dia mi chire wu gidi enkofo mu gidi de.
You know, last 2 weeks, within the hours of 3 thereabout or so, I had a text from one of us here who is let me say not very old in the church, within a year, not yet a year, maybe within a year. So I consider him as a new person. And I had preached a hot message. Very hot.
When
I teach something that has to do with money small, the atmosphere is some way.
How many
of you know that? How many of you have observed that?
The
atmosphere is losing
its
friendliness. It looks like some pepper has been sprayed into the atmosphere. You know, because people don't like you to go to where their heart is, their treasure is.
If you say, they don't like
you, that's why you do that. You are spoiling their relationship with you. You know the thing. Like you are trying to spoil the relationship. I saw for me, power sent past the camp, but just saying, but what's that? I can't see the other. You get that? It's like that area of your life, don't go there. But Jesus says, you cannot serve God and serve your money. You can't. You must serve one. Either you are serving God with your money, or you are serving your money. Simple.
The Jesus Christ who amaya ti asiye se, unti mi ensumu usika ensa ensumu nyankopon. Ne mum jobe ti mi ensa udu usika ni mum ebe sumu nyankopon.
Amen. And so I thought of something like that. I think it was the first time I mentioned money in this series, and I spoke about giving. And so as I close the church as usual, when I preach like that, I become very worried because those who don't know me may think I'm looking for somebody's money. So I don't feel fine. But I got a text message that comforted me. I got a text message that made me realize that, okay, so one person appreciates the teachings I
give. Sending me text message via a
and it's not a shepherd, it's not one of my sons I say I've raised.
You be our chair, be our boss as a funuma on chair, Africa.
And get me my phone. Let me read the text for you to listen to. Let me read the text. This is from a new member. Those of you who don't believe in my teachings. Those of you who don't like my teachers, that's right. When I preach anything, I mention money. Asafu, read it loud. So that you say I put my own words inside. Read it loud. Everybody listen. Listen to a new member who appreciates what God is saying here, even though I mentioned money that day. It's not an old member. Read it.
Thank you for the message today.
Listen from a pastor who is going home thinking that, oh, the way I've taught him, go for even Bimukuabue Fusay, say, so far, send a message, I started Casapa, Sikasemo, until they are sorry, when my minister said, let me come back to Methodist, because
Daddy, sometimes it hurts me that I didn't meet you growing up.
Sometimes it hurts that person. He's a grown up person. He says that it hurts him that he didn't meet me early to hear such messages. To hear such messages.
Like my life would have been better.
Like his life. And this is not somebody who is in the gutters. No. He's working in a good place. He's living a good life. He's one of the nice gentlemen in the church.
But I have hope since I have met you now.
Amen. Amen. Ask somebody, can you write such a message? Ask the one, you is it you? Ask the you, I'm not sure it's you. I'm not. The way you behave in the church when we are preaching, amen. Hallelujah. You get, I'm just using this, I'm just using to explain what I'm saying, that there are a lot of you don't appreciate the teachings that come from here.
Appreciate it.
But if you appreciated it and you started to implement them, give yourself just 5 years of your life, you will see the harvest of the things that you are practicing. You will see the harvest. I'm telling you.
They say, "Adia, say Adia, me church no wahano. Uwe jidiye womu na ube yese ni me kana. En kawabra bo ebe se san enfie kakrebi eda weni."
I have testimonies of people I met who are nobodies who today God has positioned somewhere good.
Me nimukrofua ebre mishia ono mu yob.
At least all those who started out with me till today, there is none of them who is still around me who is a nobody. There's none of them. These are people who are around me now who can give 5,000, 3,000, 20,000. Who can give some? These were people I met who didn't have kobo. So the things I'm teaching, it is making giants. What I'm teaching, it is raising giants. I pray that you will be one of the giants we are raising.
Amen.
I pray that you will be one of the honorable people this message is raising.
Amen.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Slap your two hands together for the Lord. So anywhere there is faith, faith believes in the word of God, in the mouth of the prophet. So she did according to the word of Elijah. So please, when you hear me teaching something, just sit down, open your Bible, check through. What am I teaching? Is it from the Bible? Is it real or okay? Maybe I didn't know this. Pick it up. And also faith believes in the servant of God. That's number four lesson of faith. Faith believes in the servant of God. This woman wouldn't have given her last food to Elijah if she didn't believe in Elijah. Some of you have come to you, I'm asking you to sacrifice a seed. Or over the years, I've been calling you or coming to you and say, this is sacrifice, let us do it. And you have been doing it because you believe in my ministry. But those who don't believe in me, when I request for a seat, they will not give. Who can give 50 Ghana cedis so that we can buy a drum or something? You will sit there and say 50 Ghana cedis. 50 Ghana cedis. I mean, you pray. Amen.
Amen.
What's that complaint there? 50 Ghana cedis. And then we Ghana. How about 50 Ghana cedis? Oh, yeah. A bit to say. Oh. You start talking about dollar right now. Just because of 50 Ghana cedis. Amen.
Amen.
I've gone to work hard over there. And I know I should give my money to a pastor. Because you don't believe in the ministry.
If you say, if you say,
and then the last lesson is that faith responds to God in obedience. Faith responds to God in obedience. That means that if someone has faith, the response of the person is to obey.
I told you that this month
and next month, from now to August, we are building God's church. I told you that we are building God's church and you can join, be a part, to be a blessing.
If you believe, you obey.
We have to roof it. We are going. If you believe, you say, Pastor, I want to be part. I can sacrifice 1,000. I can sacrifice 5,000. I can sacrifice 20,000. I can give 500 cities. I can sacrifice 50,000. This is what I want to give. You want me to beg you? No. No.
So who would you do?
Because God will do his work. If you decide not to be part, you would still do it.
If the woman
had not given her last meal to Prophet Elijah, Elijah wouldn't have died. God would have directed him to the next house. And that woman would have eaten the last food and died. And the next house, they will keep enjoying the provision without the woman.
Senka Obano and Fa Ebiana Ama Elijah and Ka Elijah won't be said. I would never chill baby fufra onko Aubenya Ebiani.
Because some of you last year you didn't give for the building, but look at where we got to.
Yebubi Wahanuma, I fear Tremu Emponu ya ni bibia and farmwa as a funeda nan so tredio nyan kupon aye.
And so this year, God will still do it.
And we see a few nyakupon aye.
Just obey.
You are a primary school boy.
You are a primary school girl. Say, Pastor, I'm a primary school girl. But I'm part of this church. I want to be a part. I can give 100 cities. I can give 200 cities. It's you and God. God appreciates what you can sacrifice and do. You are here. You can do something. Just do it. Have faith and obedience. Please tell the one by you, be obedient.
Be obedient.
Be obedient to the request of the man of God. Be obedient to the request of God. Be obedient to what God is teaching you.
The city emo nyankopon asem a ode ma won enyi obuo a wudi be di o nyankopon asem so so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for Jesus. So in faith for supernatural supply, the widow of Zarephath, she received her own provision by the faith she had in God in these five ways. Amen.
Na sa oba kunafoi onam gidie so edi nyane senchre ne enam sa enema enum ya mabobo so yiso.
Now, number two example is Abraham.
Abraham otosu mienu a ye ka no hasem e Abraham.
Abraham also believed God for his supply.
Na Abraham so agi onyankopon edi se de ohia bi awade betimi di ama no.
Genesis 22 verse 7. I want to read with the whole church. Everybody lift up your heads and read with me. Read with me, everyone. Genesis 22:7, 1, go. But Isaac spoke to Abraham. I can't hear from the middle. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Where is the lamb for the sacrifice? We have the fire here, the wood is here. Where is the animal?
Isaac, you say, Papa said, Ajay, Ejanu wahao, Bibia waha, Nanso, Aka Odrano, Odrano wahinfa.
Where is the money to pay for the rent? Where is the man to marry me? I'm ready to marry. Where is the man to marry?
The person may worry, Nanso, Bamano wahin.
I'm ready now to work, but which company will employ me? I'm ready now, but Pastor, which lady can I marry?
He
said, Father, this is the fire and that is the wood, but where is the lamp?
Now Isaac busia ne papa say, Papa, e jani ni o, nanso.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, are you following? Where is it? Because sometimes everybody ask those questions in their minds. Everyone. Because looking at an estimate that is about 2.5 billion old cities for roofing, I'm asking the question, where is the lamp?
Which people are going to do that when I look through the church?
Which people? Lift up your hand and say, it's not by might. It's not by power. Listen, it's a prophecy, I'm telling you.
By my spirit.
You are asking how you get a job. This is your song.
It's not by my.
Who marry me? I'm ready.
It's not by my. By my spirit.
Oh, it's not by might. It's not by power.
It's not by power. By my spirit,
this academic mountain, you two will travel to Harvard and go to school. I'm telling you, it will happen like magic.
By my spirit.
Some of you, is an issue of sickness. This mountain. Some of you, it is school fees. Some of you, it is a stable business.
This mountain.
Who will help me? Where do I run to? Who do I call?
By my spirit, says the Lord.
How many of you believe that God is talking to you? It is not by your might. Not by your power. It's not going to be by your uncle. It's not going to be by that woman you are focusing on.
Yes, our banner would do any atono sword.
God is the one who helps you. God is the one who make that impossibility become possible. God is the one who moves somebody's heart, and the person will call you and say, "Ah, listen, I've been thinking about you. I think I can push you. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Save it."
Somebody is about to call you, and the person will connect you to a bigger door.
Amen.
You have the shock of your life. Receive it.
I receive it.
I'm telling you, somebody. I was thinking, can you do this, and that will be the breakthrough of your life.
Amen.
And you realize that, so it was possible. Isaac said, "How can you? Where is the lamb?"
Now Isaac beside Papa.
Where is the lamb? But you see, Abraham believed and he confessed supernatural supply.
Now he Abraham believed,
and he confessed it.
May
somebody here start believing. See, I'm ending supernatural supply, and I'm saying that start believing that. Like when you wake up, start believing God will supply for
you.
When you plan and you realize that you need school fees, start believing that God is going to supply. Start believing that you two will get married. Like, start believing it. The problem is that you don't believe it. You don't believe you are going to get a job. You walk about hopeless. You don't believe it. You come to church, pastor preaches, prophesies, and you live here, you don't believe it. Abraham believed.
Na Abraham die o jidi.
Look at what Abraham told his son. Everybody read. Verse 8. I want you to read for yourself. Look at Abraham's response. That is going to be your own response from today. Yeah. Are you guys what I'm saying? Yeah. Next time somebody asks you about how will you pay the fees, you give him this response. Next time somebody asks about how are you going to marry this, you give him this response. Next time somebody asks you that, how can you have your own, you give him this response. How can you get a job in this economy? Who employ you? You give him this response. Hey, you want to build? How will you build at your age? How can you build? You give him this.
No, because I will be then west there. The Abraham can't.
So read the response loud and clear. One go.
And Abraham said,
my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went to them. God will do what?
Provide for
God
himself.
God will do what?
Provide for himself.
God will do what?
Provide.
Say, God will provide.
God will provide.
Say, my God will provide.
My God will provide.
That scholarship, your God will provide. That husband, your God will provide. That wife, your God will provide. That accommodation, your God will provide. That money you need for your business to expand, the Lord will provide. Whatever you are looking for, the Lord will provide. That ticket money, the Lord will provide. That new employment opportunity, the Lord will provide. That healing, the Lord will provide. Whatever you are looking for, the Lord will
provide.
Say, my God will
provide.
Say, my God will
provide.
Snap your fingers to the Lord. You provide. Do you believe it?
My God will
provide. Ask the one by you, do you believe it? You cannot have supply without faith. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it that you too will be a landlord. Believe it. You too will be a missus. Believe it. Believe it that you too, your company will rise again. Believe it that your business on that table, it will metamorphose and expand. And it will become a huge business. Believe it. Believe it that you too, somebody will employ you. Believe it. Believe it that you are going to be promoted and you will not take 500 cedis every month. Believe it. Just believe it. Abraham said, the Lord will provide.
Abraham
believed and confessed. Hallelujah.
Abraham,
I pray that this man, the Lord will provide for you.
Amen.
As I pray that the Lord will provide for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did God provide for him or not?
Verse 13.
Did God provide for him or not? Verse 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it for the burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham said, God will
provide.
And then God came and God said, look. He turned and then he saw the ram. He said, God will provide. And God provided. God didn't disappoint him. Hey, he was deceiving Isaac. He didn't deceive Isaac. What he told Isaac happened. From beginning, he looked like he was deceiving Isaac. So maybe he was deceiving Isaac. What he said, he could have told Isaac, say, hey, Ephraim, Akola, mind your business. But he prophesied and told Isaac that God will provide. So the sixth lesson of faith I got there is that faith confesses what it believes. If someone says you believe something, you hear him saying it. If he knows he will travel, he says, me, I will travel.
No, I will travel.
If he believes in the business, you say, me, this is my business, it will work, it will become big.
This is my business.
I'll start serving big people. He will start saying it. If he believes that he's going to get married, he said, this year I'll be married.
So would you say obe ware a obe sha ase aka afiwe me ware,
I'll get married.
Afiwe me ware.
Faith believes and says it, confesses. If you cannot talk about it, you don't believe it.
So won't me enka ho asama na che se wonyi ni no.
True or not true? If you can't say it for someone to hear, you don't believe it. The
so
reason is because
no,
you don't want to be held accountable. If you don't want anybody to say, and you won't see who make school no. Now you're there with you. So because you don't believe so bit me ako school, no won't come over me beside. Say I didn't think I go to Tiam, it's also be co school. I didn't think I go to Tiam, it's also be worry. Because who didn't say bit my baby in a sambe mu, and you come on to me, and that's on best streaming. But if you believe that it will happen, you go about saying that afi we mafi me worry. Afi we me free me fee me come crew fee. Afi we me many sikana measure no minya a diamond say you start saying it. So I pray that from today, may God boost your faith in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whatever you use your mouth to say, may it happen for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wave your hands and say, thank you, Father.
Thank you,
or say, thank you, Father. You'll see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. Say, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak. So if you believe it, you will say it. If you cannot say it, you don't believe it. So faith sees whatever it confesses. Faith sees. That's seventh lesson. Faith sees whatever it confesses. When he confessed it, he saw it. In verse 13, he saw the ram. And I was even surprised that when God was giving him, God gave him more than he expected. He said God would provide a lamb for himself. But when God was giving him, God gave him a ram. Everybody say lamb. Lamb is baby. A baby sheep. He told Isaac that God will give us a lamb, a baby sheep. But when God was giving him, God gave him a ram. God gave him bigger than what he expected. Listen, dream for a big business. God is going to give you bigger than you are thinking. Dream that you are going to school, you are completing the tertiary. God will even take you outside the country to complete it. More than you can imagine. Whatever you are saying God will provide, he will do it more than you can imagine. Do you believe what I'm saying? Faith for supply. If you can believe it, then it can happen for you. Amen. Oh, amen. Then the final one is the officer who was disqualified from enjoying supply because of unbelief. That's the final one. 2 Kings 6:24-33. 2 Kings 6:24-33. Now, some of you have heard the story of that man. You have heard the story of that man. In the days of Elisha, Elisha prophesied. There was famine. There was famine and people were killing their children and were boiling and eating. That was famine at an uncontrollable height, a severe level. Because in Ghana, nobody kills his child to eat, even though we say we need money. Yes, so you can't compare this one to 83. You can't compare to any famine we've seen in Ghana here. This was a kind of famine where there is no food anywhere. The only food is to kill a human being. And so women were killing their children and they were cooking for they and their husbands to eat. And then the Bible says that Elisha was called upon and Elisha gave a prophecy in chapter 7 verse 1. But when Elijah gave the prophecy, Elijah said that thou sayest the Lord, read the prophecy. Everybody read with me, one go. Then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thou sayest the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be so. Give us NLT so that they do understand. Elisha replied, let's all read one go. Listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow, in the market of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost only 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost only 1 piece of silver. It's just like somebody comes and says that a year by this time, the dollar will be 1 Ghana cedi, 1:1. Everybody will laugh. Oh, what are you saying? What at all are you going? Everyone will laugh. That it's not. So because of the famine that people were chewing themselves, then you, the man of God, you come and say that, oh, tomorrow. You didn't say next year. Say tomorrow. That means under 24 hours, there will be so much food that things will become very cheap. Like, we'll go back to the days where we are buying cement with 50 Ghana cedis. Wow. Like the way we build fast things. Buying cement, 50 Ghana cedis. Or we are buying cement, 20 Ghana cedis. If you were there, what will you tell this man of God? Like the way I'm preaching to you, I'm telling you that it's going to be well. And you are sitting there, you're shaking your head. Myself, who the only. Well, I'm preaching. It's like you don't believe what I'm saying. You think that, oh, he's a pastor, he's preaching. Let me just preach. That's how Elisha spoke. That, oh, tomorrow by this, oh, king, don't worry. Tomorrow by this time, there will be so much food that everything will be cheap. Then immediately, someone who behaves like you was there. Verse 2. The finance minister, look at what the finance minister said. One go. The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, that couldn't happen even if the Lord opens the windows of heaven. But Elisha replied, you will see it happen with your own eyes, but you will not be able to eat any of it. Elisha cursed him, that you. Elisha, no, nana kuma hano. Elisha, nana kuma hano. Or you will be nana kuma hano. Eteno nibu ten chefu. So what does he say? So he used his mouth like out of anger. Like the way the finance minister said, oh, coins, coins, and then come on. So Elisha became angry. Elisha said, oh, me, I'm a man of God, I'm talking to you. Okay. Your eyes will see it, but you know it. I think that's a very, very unfortunate punishment. If you want to punish it, tell him that you will not eat some. But you wait for him to see. Oh, the enone yeah. Like ube kuna kunu straight. But say we who say Jania Papa Niama Ubi. And yeah. Now that's what Elisha told that you. I will let your eyes see so that you know that me, I'm a man of God. But after your eyes sees it, you will not eat some. Listen, that's how it is. Supernatural supply. We are prophesied and people have gotten their testimonies of marriage, their testimonies of supply year after year. Every time I keep teaching these things and people are testifying. Even this year, people are getting jobs. People are getting opportunities. Doors are opening and they are testifying. People are going back to school. Doors are opening. Owning properties. Next week like this, I'm going to pray for another person's property. There are people building underground in the church. it's a blessing. Say blessing. Just this Saturday, I'm going with somebody else. I'm going to pray. These are people who are getting blessed. They are in this church, and God is blessing them. And God is blessing them. And God is blessing them. Amen. I get what I'm trying to say. You see, but there are other people in the church who are not seeing some, who are not enjoying. They are not enjoying it. They are not seeing it. The reason is because they don't believe it. They don't believe it. This man didn't believe it. They have just, he was just there, and the man of God was talking. Some of you are just there. I'm just speaking. I'm just watching you. Amen. You don't believe what we are saying. So you see that others will be having their testimonies. Others will be getting blessed. And then some of us may be sitting there and we say that nothing is happening. May you never be one of those people. Yeah. I pray that whatever God is doing through this man of God, you have your own share of it. Yeah. Whatever God is doing through our messages, you have your own share of it. Yeah. Whatever God is doing through our prayers, you have your own share of it. Yeah. That a year by this time, 2 years by this time, years to come, I'll use your own testimony as a miracle. Yeah. I'll use your own miracle as a testimony. Yeah. Can I hear your amen like Londa? Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is how it works. This man doubted. He didn't believe it. And so he didn't see it. Go to the verse. Verse 60. We are reading it downward. Everybody read with me. Let's see what happened to that man. Whether the man of God was joking or not. You want to know what happened to the man? Rise up and stand. Let's close. Verse 16. Verse 16. Everybody should read. One, go. Then the people of Samaria rushed out and planted the Aramean camp. Now, wait. Let me give you the background. After the man of God said that, Akwata 4, four lepers went and they went to look for food in their enemy's camp. And the enemies heard that it sounds like an army was coming. So they ran and they left the food and the properties and the gold and everything. So when the four lepers saw it, they ate, then they were food. Then they said, hey, let's go and tell our king. Otherwise, they'll say when we got the food, we did not come to announce. So they came to tell the king, and the people of Israel went to go and see whether it was true that there was food in abundance somewhere. And truly, when they went, there was food in abundance. Four lepers. And they came to announce that, hey, we've gone to see a whole town full of food. And there is no one there. And so, king, come with your people and let's gather so that people can get. So verse 10, everybody read it. One, go. So when they went back to the city and told the gatekeepers what had happened, we went out to the Aramean camp, they said, and no one was there. The horses and donkeys were tattered and the tents were all in order, but there wasn't a single person around the food. Nobody. Go on. Then the gatekeeper shouted the news to the people in the palace. The king got out of bed in the middle of the night and told his officers, I know what has happened. The Arameans know we are starving, so they have left their camp and have hidden in the fields. They are expecting us to leave the city, and then they will take us and capture us. The king said, no, this one is a trap. When we go, our enemies will capture us. It's a trap. This is a trap. Go on, verse 13. Oh, read with me so you enjoy it. Read, one go. One of his officers replied, we had better send out scouts to check out into this. Let them take 5 of the remaining horses. If something happens to them, it will be no worse than if they stay here and die with the rest of us. Go on. They went out. They went all the way to the Jordan River, following a trail of clothing and equipments that the Arameans had thrown away in their mad rush to escape. The scouts returned and told the king about us. So the scouts, when they saw all the properties of the Arameans who have left, and they came to tell the king that what the boys are saying is true. Then look at what happened. Verse 16. Go on. Then the people of Samaria rushed out and plundered the Aramean camp. So it was true that 6 parts of choice flour were sold that day for 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain were sold for 1 piece of silver, just as the Lord had promised. So that day, Janine be busu my Israel for Amafeno. O person to be bia. Just say Tony cheap because Obia will be dada. Things became cheap, just like what the man of God said. Less than 24 hours. Less than 24 hours. Verse 17. Tell somebody it is possible. Tell somebody whatever you are imagining, it is possible. Whatever the man of God is talking about is possible. Amen. Verse 17. The king appointed his officer to control the traffic at the gate, but he was knocked down and trampled to death as the people rushed out. So everything happened exactly as the man of God had predicted when the king came to his house. So that man who challenged Elisha, the king had forgotten. The king appointed that officer that he should control the traffic. Now in Kofua, people who are hungry and they have heard that there is food there. People who didn't spare their own children, they killed them and ate. You will control such a traffic. That wait one by one. One by one, that's sign. Bible says that they pushed him down and rushed on him like stampede. That stampede that happened at Accra Sports Stadium. That stampede. So people walked on him till he died in pool of blood. So he saw the food, but he died. He saw the food, but he died. But you see, Elisha didn't tell him how he would die or what it means. Tell somebody, don't joke with the words of a man of God. Don't joke. Elisha didn't say that you see the food and people will trample. Elisha just said, you will see, but you will not eat. And look at how that prophecy happened. He saw the food, but he was promoted into economic minister to take care of the food, and that killed him. Are you following what I'm saying? So this man did not get some of the blessings because he didn't believe, but other people got it. May you never be disqualified from what God is doing for others. May you never lose out on what God is sharing.
Amen.
If God is giving people children, may you have your portion.
Amen.
If God is blessing people with weddings, may you have your portion.
Amen.
If God is blessing people with accommodation, may you have your own portion.
Amen.
If God is empowering people to build, may you be part of that.
Amen.
If God is blessing businesses, may your business not be left out.
Amen.
If God is growing people's financial destinies, may your own income increase.
Amen.
Whatever God is doing, may you have your own fair share.
Amen.
May you never ever be disqualified.
Amen.
Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Are you guys what I'm saying? The man didn't believe because he was calculating. So, no, it's not possible. 24 hours. What farming can we do? It's not possible. He's an intellectual. He's an officer. He's working. So the lesson of faith over there is that faith doesn't question God. And God's miracles are not dependent on calculations. If God says that you will travel, I heard a story of a man that the prophet, he came for a revival like that, and the man of God said that tomorrow by this time you will be in a white man's country. I see you in a white man's country. Tomorrow by this time you will be in a white man's country. He himself crumbled. He was laughing. He said, "How? I don't know any. I don't know anybody in the States." And you said tomorrow. I don't even have passport. I don't even have anything. So how can I sleep and wake up? And so he left. And the man of God, people are just looking at that. Well, the man of prophecy, who didn't know? As a prophecy, now I'm fat. Look at sometimes there can be a prophecy assisting and I'm like, I'm foul. Do you know how the story unfolded? The man, I heard this shared by one man of God. The man left the meeting, went home. The following day, the man, he sells coconut. So he was minding his business selling coconut. Before he could realize, those kind of police siren cars, patrol cars, surrounded him. And they caught him behind the coconut table that he was sitting and pushed him into the patrol vehicle. People, like that. Straight, they handed him over to Interpol, international white policemen. Carried him straight to the airport. Chase covered his face, sent him to airport straight. Put him in an aeroplane. Bam. Within hours, he was in a white man's country. Then they sent him into jail over there, like into prison, for him to be tried. Yes. They just put him into the prison for trial. So in 24 hours, he found himself in a foreign land, just as the prophecy happened. But the prophecy didn't tell him that you'll be arrested. The prophet didn't tell him that, you see, the prophet didn't explain. So he was calculating that, Now the story ended in a beautiful way. After days, they sent him for trial. They found out that, no, he was not the one. Just that Africans, we look like each other in their eyes. Just like Chinese people, you see them in your eyes, they look alike. So they also see the blacks like they look alike, sort of. So these, they were looking for someone and they traced to Ghana. They thought the person has come to hide here. So he is the person. So they came for him. So then after the trial and everything and the truth came out that he is not the one, he's an innocent person. Then now the judge, they have to compensate him. The state will have to compensate him. So the compensation, they say, and then I'll pay. So you besides our question of Fukroma, what will you? So they gave him huge sums of money into his account. They gave him what we call green card and whatever. So within that week of trial, he has become a citizen. But look at how it happened. It happened by a mysterious way. So whenever God says, I'll do something for you, don't expect the thing to happen in your own way. Don't apply human calculations. Just believe. Everybody say, just believe. Yes. Say, just believe. Yes. Don't calculate. Just believe. So I declare that whatever God has planned for your life, whether the devil likes it or not, it will happen. And whatever you are expecting, it will happen in a miraculous way. Amen. God will never disappoint you in this new month. Amen. Doors are going to open for you in this new month. Opportunities are going to happen in this new month. Your business is going to expand miraculously. Your husband will appear miraculously. Your marriage will happen miraculously. You are going to build your house miraculously. That sickness will disappear miraculously. Those children you are looking for, you will have some miraculously. You will be employed in a miraculous way. You will come back with that testimony in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow by this time, may you have a testimony you will be happy about. Wave your hands and just thank the Lord and appreciate Him and give Him praise and give Him glory.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.